Amen. Well, let's pray really quick. How about that? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for you. Lord, we pray that this evening, tomorrow, and just during this season, we just remember the true reason of Christmas. We remember you. We remember your birth into this weary world. We thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. So tonight, today, is it? Can we say tonight yet? It's 3 evening. It's nighttime somewhere. So this evening, you know, we gather in this beauty that we call, you know, Christmas Eve. All right, something about this night hopefully makes us slow down, right? It's usually, there's two people on Christmas Eve, and it's like that saying, and they usually marry each other. There's the one who's rapping frantically, getting things done, making sure things are set, and there's one going, I'm going to go to bed early and watch my movie. And yeah, but during these last 4 weeks, we've remembered the weary world that rejoices because of Christ's birth. And we remember during these last 4 weeks, we've walked through the longings of Advent. We waited for a king who would return and reign with justice, a savior who would rescue us, a priest who could cleanse the heart, and a prophet who would speak to bring us home. And all these hopes come together in one person, and that is Jesus Christ. And tonight we celebrate that Jesus came at the right time and in the right way. So the first week of Advent, yes, we remember Israel's longing for a true king, one who would rule with righteousness and peace. That second week, we looked at a savior who could lift the weight of sin and restore what we could never fix on our own. In the third week, we turned to the hope of a priest who can cleanse the human heart and bring us back to that place of joy. Last week, fourth week, we listened for a prophet who could speak with truth and love and lead us back to the Father. And every longing, every one of these pieces point to Jesus. Every hope is fulfilled in him. And Paul says in Galatians 4:4-5, when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. And Jesus stepped into a weary world. Amen. A world that was confused, under pressure, under law. They were full of religion and empty of hope. There already was a king, but he wasn't the righteous, true king. There already were priests, but their hearts were far away from God. There were those who called themselves messiahs, but none could save. And just like last week, there was already prophets, but few spoke with true courage. So the world was full of titles, but short on truth. It was full of activity, but lacking that real hope. And the truth is, not everyone rejoiced when Jesus was born. We look at things, we come to church, we see things on TV, and it's always rejoicing and praising. But the truth is, not everyone rejoiced when Jesus was born. Okay? King Herod certainly didn't rejoice. Rome didn't rejoice. The priests didn't rejoice. And most people were either too busy or too distracted to notice what God was even doing. But the humble saw it. Mary rejoiced. Joseph rejoiced. The shepherds rejoiced. Later, the wise men rejoiced. So the ones who were humble, The ones who knew their need was already in the Savior rejoiced. And the weary world didn't wait forever. Luke tells us this story, and on this night we listen to again and again that the words that still bring hope. So Luke tells a story in a way that invites us to listen, and it's in Luke 2. If you want to read the whole thing when you get home, and you know the Christmas story, the birth of Christ, we hear that Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And Mary wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. The scripture says that the shepherds were out in the fields when the angel appeared and said, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And suddenly a whole company of angels filled the night sky, praising God. That's what those shepherds got to see. And this is where everything changes. But in the moment Jesus was born, that's when everything changed. When the Word became flesh. When the Savior entered history and light stepped into the darkness. And God brought news first to the shepherds, to the lowly shepherd, ordinary people, tired people, the working class. People who knew what it meant to live in the dark. Because the light of Jesus meets weary hearts first. Those who are ready, those who are willing, those who are waiting. And this is where everything changes. And God brought this news to these people for a very specific reason, because that's where it started. It didn't start in a palace. It started in a manger. And Christmas Eve reminds us that Jesus steps into real places. Not perfect ones, because he came in that manger to a young couple who probably had more questions than answers. Sounds like parents, right? To a world that was tired and overwhelmed. He came close to the hurting, close to the lonely. He came close to sinners in need of grace. And John 1 verse 4 tells us, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." So Jesus did not wait for a perfect world. He did not wait for us to go searching for him. He came to us. He entered our story so we could enter into his. And in Jesus is the fulfillment. In Hebrews 1 through 4, 1 verses 1 through 4, we see this moment. It says, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in the last days, he spoke to us by his Son." So everything God promised is fulfilled through Christ. The prophets spoke truth, but Jesus is the truth. The kings ruled imperfectly, but Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the true righteous king. The priests offered sacrifices year after year, but Jesus made purification for our sins through him for all. And then many, as we heard, claim to be messiahs, but Jesus Christ is the only one who sits at the right hand of the Father. So he is exactly the representation of God's being to us. He is the final word. He is the fulfillment of our hope. And Luke tells us that an angel said in Luke 2, verses 10, says, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." First, it's great joy for all people. And not because life became easy for them or for us, but because the Savior stepped into it. Jesus Christ had come. The light didn't wait for darkness to lift. It came into it. And when the shepherds returned to their flocks, when the shepherds returned to their fields, they had the same life. They had the same job. They had the same name, right? They had the same friends, the same families, the same culture, everything. But their lives changed. Their hearts changed, and they were no longer the same people. Luke 2:20 says, they went back glorifying and praising God. They were called to Christ, and they left praising and worshiping God. So when Jesus enters a life, the outward circumstances that we have may not change, but the heart does. And he is the light that rejoices. He is the light that brings peace. Jesus is the light that tells the weary world that God has not forgotten us. So tonight, we remember what God has done. We remember who he is. Galatians teaches us that God sent his son at the right time. Jesus didn't arrive when the world was strong and ready. Jesus didn't arrive when we knew what was happening. Jesus didn't arrive when we were perfect and willing. He came when the world was weary, when the world was in need of a savior. That's when he stepped into it. And a child born in Bethlehem, laid in a manger, announced to shepherds, and that is how God chose to come to us, humbly. He didn't wait for people to understand him. He didn't come in this big announcement. He came simply because we needed him. And Christmas Eve reminds us that God does not stay distant from our needs. He steps right into it. He steps into our life. He steps into our real places, into real weariness. And tonight, you're not asked to fix everything. With Christmas comes pressure, amen? With Christmas comes expectations from family, from friends, from presents, expectations of what did I get? What am I supposed to get? Did I get enough? Did I get the right thing? Are they going to like it? Christmas is full of pressure and expectations, but tonight, hear this. If you don't hear anything else, hear that you are not asked to fix everything. You are not asked to carry everything. You are invited to receive what God has already given you, a Savior, Jesus Christ. That is your present. And that is a present that doesn't fade, that doesn't go away, it doesn't get thrown away next year, it doesn't get lost in a closet, and you're like, oh, I'm going to rewrap this because they forgot I gave it to them. None of that. The Savior has come. The light is here, and God has drawn near, and that is why a weary world rejoices. And as we come to the end of this message, probably weren't expecting that, were you? Christmas Eve is the best service because it's the shortest one. But as we come to an end, just remember tonight, tomorrow morning, whatever you're doing, if you celebrate on Christmas, if you don't celebrate on Christmas, if you're traveling, whatever you're doing, tomorrow morning when you wake up, thank God for Christ. Before anything happens, you open your eyes, just say, thank you for the greatest gift in my life, Jesus Christ. Everything else is fun. It's nice, but it doesn't mean everything. Christ is our light in a weary world. So I'm going to invite the worship team up. And God promised light long before the night that Jesus was born. And his people waited for it. They trusted him for it and held on to the hope until it came. And in a moment, I'm going to read some verses from Isaiah. And when you came in, there's still a few if anybody needs a candle, but or if you want a candle, raise your hand and we'll get you one. But in a few moments, we're going to light the candles. And We're going to show and remember that the light has come and still shines and is poured out into a weary world. And I want us just to remember that when we see this representation, the Christ candle that is lit, that is the light of the world we live in. And I'm going to probably ask, you're the closest one, so I get to pick on you. But don't move. Run to the back now. But I'm going to ask Denise, when we start singing, she's going to light her candle. And then she's going to come and light your candle. And then we're just going to spread that light to the back. Don't need to walk around. You know, there's a couple people a little isolated. You might need to walk a little bit to get your candle lit. But we're just going to see this representation of God light in a weary world being filled and fulfilled tonight. Amen? So we read in Isaiah 9, verse 2, that people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, and a light has dawned. This light we celebrate tonight, this light that broke into darkness, this light that still shines today. And Isaiah 9, verse 6 says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. So after I pray, I would like you to do that. And we'll light our candles, sing this last song. And I know the question will be, what do I do with my candle afterwards? I don't know. I'm kidding. You don't have to carry it around. You're going to be driving home like, I don't know what to do with this. I'll have something in the back for you, and you can blow it out and stuff, so you'll be fine. But just let the light shine during this song. Merry Christmas. I love you all. And it's great that you are here. I'm glad we can come together and do this. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming near. Thank you for being the light that shines in the darkness and hope that lifts a weary world to rejoice. Tonight, I pray that we bring you our burdens and share our gratitude. I pray that you would renew our joy and strengthen our hope in you. Lord, let your light shine in our hearts. Be born in us again. And as we leave here this afternoon into this evening, Lord, I pray that we would continue to carry your light into a weary world that needs to know that we rejoice for a King who will always be the light to us. In your name we pray. Amen.